Welcome back to Duskwall. As always, thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't left us a review yet, please do so. We love reviews. Every time we get a nice one, and they're almost all nice, I share it with the rest of the cast, and then we all yell a lot. And even better than our excited yelling, more reviews help new listeners find the show. In case you missed it, we broke 100,000 downloads last week, which unlocked the White Hollow Worldbuilding bonus episode. If I had the time, I'd run a whole separate Blades campaign in our version of that city. Josie, Kim, and Minna came up with some incredible ideas. Recording the bonus episode was a ton of fun, so go check it out if you haven't yet. We are just a few patrons short of unlocking the Magpie Pin giveaway for our backers. When we reach 100 active backers on Patreon, all of those backers will be entered in a drawing to win one of 5 Magpies pins, created and painted by James Bricknell, the designer of our Magpies pins models. If you can't do a monthly Patreon payment, but still want a pin, visit our Shapeways store to buy one of your own. A few months ago, I recorded a guest episode on the Rollout podcast. I got to play Bree Bo Sheldon's game Turn, which is about shapeshifters in small-town America. It was a really charming, fun game in which I played a baker who sometimes turned into a bear. The episode will be going up this week, so visit the Rollout website linked in the show notes. Next, Minna is going to tell us about this month's featured charity.
This month we are spotlighting Planned Parenthood. They provide reproductive services, from birth control and STD screening to abortions. They also provide education and are working to fight abortion bans across the nation. I strongly believe that everybody has the right to whatever reproductive services and choices they want. If you'd like to support Planned Parenthood, you can go to their website at plannedparenthood.org and click the donate button. Or you could find a local organization and support them as well. That is also great.
As always, please continue to visit sites like fivecalls.org for scripts on contacting your representatives about the many, many issues facing the U.S. today. And if you, like many of us, are completely overwhelmed by the impeachment news, I recommend visiting impeachment.fyi and subscribing to their email newsletter. It's a good way to keep up with what's happening without getting lost in the minute-to-minute updates. And as we approach Thanksgiving in the U.S., take this opportunity to find ways to support and uplift the voices of Indigenous people wherever you live. One of our charities earlier this year was the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. It's a good place to begin. Now then, let's get started, shall we? You're able to see Tira in a jar.
No!
In the hands of one of the spirit wardens.
No!
It's the worst. The literally what it says for if you roll a 1 to a 3 on desperate, it's the worst outcome. They've already caught her.
No, 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 no. Not her. Not her. Shit. Shit.
Before I state more actions.
Yeah.
We've never contemplated this possibility before. How does one fail a score?
You just bail on it.
You just bail
if,
on it.
If you just decide we can't do it, you just bail on the score. You don't get any of the rewards.
Like, I just want to, like, check in with everyone beforehand that, like, that might just be what we do. The score is now get Tira out.
Yeah, agreed.
It has
we
to
don't,
be.
We don't sacrifice someone's, like, personhood for our goals.
Yeah, right. No. No ghosts left behind.
This was supposed to be low fucking stakes. Now they're suddenly real high.
For what it's worth.
I did suggest this.
This was your idea. yeah. So, Blair.
Minx is going to put a hand in Blair's hair. We're going to fix this. We are going to save her.
How are we going to fix it?
We need to think quickly. Where will they be heading once they leave here?
Back to Bellwether Crematorium, where they have the equipment to destroy spirits.
What bridges do they need to cross to get there?
Ooh, good question.
I was going to ask the same thing, because we do that a lot.
Let me look at the map here. there are two bridges they could potentially take from Crowsfoot into Charter Hall.
Okay.
Is there a way we could, like, see which way they start heading?
Yeah, I mean, they are... So, like, right now, Blair, I think when you looked into the ghost field, you were able to see that there are... There's three spirit wardens present, and they're all inside. The carriage is unattended.
I think we need to disable their carriage, first things first.
How are we going to do that?
Blair, do you think you can, with being minimally seen, mess with their wheels?
I don't know. I just want to get her out.
We will.
This wasn't supposed to happen, and it's my fault. And
you asked her to take a risk, and she took it willingly.
No. The Reconciled are going to kill me.
The Reconciled are not going to kill you, because we're going to help her, as long as we pull ourselves together and get this done.
Yes.
We need to concentrate on the task at hand. We can fall apart later.
Blair.
No.
Please.
Myra,
Myra, would you... Are you a skilled enough tinkerer to disable it?
I'm not skilled, but I can certainly try.
Please do.
You also, I will point out, there are the hulls. Can probably do something there.
I do have two dots and a tune. Maybe it would be better for me to attempt something with the hulls?
Yes, just disable the carriage however you're able.
Yes, I think Myra's going to try.
Would you like an assist?
Oh, this could be really cute as an assist, though.
Yeah, so Blair will take a point of stress.
I rolled a 5.
Tell me what this looks like.
I think that we work together and... what are we trying to get them to do? I think we look into the ghost field and we see how these hulls are put together and maybe try to communicate with the spirits inside. Although I guess all of their sense of personhood is gone, isn't it?
Pretty much. There's not a ton left.
Or they're bound to a sense of purpose, right?
Yeah.
And their purpose is to pull carriage. Mm-hmm. Tell them to pull carriage.
If you're just looking to get this carriage out of the way, telling them to do their job would be an effective way of doing it.
Where spanks one of their butts?
They're made of metal.
Thunk.
Okay, so I think what happens, I'm going to go with you do it at reduced effect. The two of you kind of combined, reach into the ghost field. Myra is able to sort of give this command of you know,
giddy up.
And the you know, hulls start trotting along, but they don't go very fast and they don't go very far because they can tell that there's not like a driver. So it gets about a block away and then they just kind of slow down and stop. So it's no longer right out front, but they also didn't go very far.
That still gives us space to set up an ambush between here and the carriage.
Yeah.
I'm thinking at least I hide in the carriage, because we need to have that moment, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you all set up your ambush down closer to where the carriage is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They get into the carriage, Minx sticks a gun in their face, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come in, we close in from both sides, and box them in.
Okay. So, the three of you get into your ambush positions, and you wait. You don't have to wait too long. So you're keeping an eye out down the street. You see one of the spirit wardens step outside and then just stop and, like, look around. And then, you know, you can see, like, pointing down the street, and there's a little bit of conversation amongst the three of them. And then they just kind of start walking down the street. As to what spirit wardens look like, spirit wardens are completely anonymous. Nobody knows who is a member. People who join the spirit wardens are never posted in the city that they're from. So all of Duskwall's spirit wardens are from other places in the Empire.
Weird.
They wear, all of them, like the uniform is a dark blue coat with like brass buttons. They wear dark blue gloves, hoods, and face concealing brass masks. So they all, other than, you know, fairly slight variations in height and weight, it is kind of impossible to tell them apart. There are rumors that, like, people get recruited to the Spirit Wardens based on how closely they fit sort of the average shape. It's, yeah, it's very creepy. So the three of them start walking in your direction. So I think as they approach, they kind of slow down and start looking around. Body language seems suspicious. One of them has the ghost jar tucked under their arm, but the other two start going for their weapons. They have lightning hooks, like what Blair carries. So they are pulling weapons and they are looking suspicious of the situation. They don't know exactly where the three of you are, but they suspect that something is afoot. Their hulls don't usually just run off on their own.
Right.
So, yeah, the three of them are cautiously approaching the carriage. What do you all want to do?
I want to remain hidden in the carriage until one of them pops the door open.
Okay. That happens. One of them opens the door.
Okay.
But it's not, I think it's not a, like, just kind of a slow, casual open. It's the, like, you yank the door open really fast.
That is fine, because I would like to make a case for using my cloak and dagger move here, because Minx has, well, in the carriage, let her hair down, torn off her cumbersome jacket, and has readied her cane sword.
Minx is in stabby mode. I love it.
Yep, she's in stabby mode, and I kind of want to make the case here that since I'm casting off my disguise and my hiding place in a sudden fashion, that the resulting surprise gives me the initiative in this situation?
I'll allow it. I can see you, like, the door whips open and this guy gets this incredible jacket just thrown in his face.
Yes, exactly. Just poof.
This is going to be risky, we're going to say.
I am going to make my skirmish roll first and then describe it, depending on how that turns out.
You're going to push yourself for Devil's Bargain?
Oh, yes, I am going to push myself in order to engage a small gang on equal footing with no reduced effect and also gain an extra die.
All right.
Right,
yeah,
because I have not to be trifled with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely the time to use that.
Got a 5.
Describe what you do.
Fucking leap out the door and tackle him to the ground. Just, like, pin his shoulders back down to the pavement with my knees and have my sword in both hands just right above him, ready to plunge at him already.
Okay.
Is he the one with the ghost jar?
No.
He's not.
He does not have it.
Yeah, in that case, Spirit Wardens don't seem to be the kind of sort who's like, oh, like, if our teammate is threatened, we'll give it up, right? These are some dedicated anonymous individuals.
Yeah.
In that case, I think Minx isn't gonna kill him, but she wants to ram her sword down through his shoulder or chest or something to, like, pin him with the sword blade.
You can definitely do that, I think, probably through, like, the shoulder or bicep to just, and then the blade goes into the gaps in the cobblestones. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah.
There's kind of a muffled screech from behind the mask, because no matter how stoic and well-trained you are, that shit hurts.
Right.
But you got a 5, so there is a consequence. And I think that the consequence is going to be that the one of the other Spirit Wardens just swings the lightning hook straight into your back. And you're going to take level 2 harm, electrocuted.
I can resist that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
I'm going to prowess resist that.
Yes.
No. Nope.
Okay, so you're gonna You will take 3 stress, but it'll drop it down to level 1 harm.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So the other two of you have seen this happen. Minx tackled this guy, stabbed him in the arm, got lightly zapped. What are you doing?
I mean, besides screaming.
Screaming is a free action.
It is a free action.
So is crying. So who's doing what?
I think we're closing on the, or at least I'm closing on one of the other blue coats. Or spirit wardens. You know what I mean. They also wear blue coats.
Yeah, there's an aesthetic amongst the authority figures of Duskwall. Which one are you going after? The one that swung... So basically, of the remaining two, you've got guy who... or person who swung at Minx and person holding spirit jar.
Person holding spirit jar.
Okay.
Because really, if we can get that spirit jar, like, smashed / open, we are done here.
Yeah. I will say, the spirit jars are designed to be difficult to just break. It's not like if you drop a jar that you would use for food.
Yeah.
They're a lot sturdier than that. Not impossible, but it's not like, oh, if it gets dropped, it'll instantly shatter.
Yeah.
What are you doing to this person?
I think this is a skirmish.
Yeah, you got some kind of equipment that you're using?
Yeah. I think this is... an unusual weapon, my baton that I've had in the past.
Oh, yeah. Your truncheon?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, go for it.
Oof, double twos. This does not go well for me.
Yeah, that's risky. I think you do hit this person, but you kind of, like, hit them on the shoulder, and they have, like, their coats are armored, so it doesn't really do anything. And... the one holding the spirit jar has been, like, fiddling at their pocket, and they pull out a flare gun and fire it. And we're starting a clock for Bluecoats arrive.
No!
And it is at 1 out of 4. So, that's happening. Blair, what are you going to do?
All right, so I'm going to go after the one holding the spirit jar.
Okay, gonna lightning hook at him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what to roll for that. Is it skirmish?
Probably.
I'll just roll skirmish.
All right. Do you want to push yourself, Devil's Bargain?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to push myself for the extra dice.
All right. Nobody takes Devil's Bargains anymore.
Gee, I wonder why.
I didn't even have to offer a Devil's Bargain to get you all into this situation. You did it yourselves.
Okay, good. That's a CX.
I assume you were aiming for the face.
Oh, yeah.
You slam the lightning hook into this guy's face, and, you know, electricity kind of crackles out. It's not as effective as you would think. It definitely hurts them. They're right. In pain.
Right.
And they kind of stumble back a little bit. But it seems like some of the kind of electroplasmic... energy, electricity, gets almost absorbed by the mask, which is a little weird.
Although apparently brass is actually not a super good conductor.
it's also their masks are all spirit masks.
Right.
So they're also a bit already kind of occult.
Mm-hmm.
Put them off balance. They still have a hold on the jar, but they've dropped the flare gun and they haven't managed to draw a weapon of their own yet.
Oh, good.
So, Minx, you've got a person pinned to the ground with a sword.
And someone behind me who just zapped me.
Yes.
Whenever Blair uses them, it's described as lightning hooks. So I always imagine it one in each hand. Is that the same for these guys?
I think that the ones that they have are closer to the description in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I imagine you can kind of do these however you want. But for them, it's like a long... pole that has a loop of wire at the end, and that wire is what carries the charge. I picture what Blair has is more of like smaller handheld versions of that with the loops.
Gotcha.
With capacitors in both hands.
Oh, so there's a wire there, and I have a sword.
The wire is carrying a charge, yeah.
Yeah.
And your sword is stuck in somebody.
In that case, I kind of want to roll off the guy I'm pinning
mm-hmm.
and knock the other guy to the ground.
Okay, just so another tackle?
Yeah, and wrest the lightning hook away from him.
This is going to be risky.
Okie dokie.
And I think reduced effect because they are... I should have been saying that earlier. I was kind of doing this all at reduced effect because they're a much higher tier than all of you.
I am not going to push myself again here. So I'll just eat that reduced effect. What does the devil's bargain look like here?
Ooh, all right. The guy that you pinned is going to get himself unpinned. He's going to just yank the sword out of his arm and start getting up. But he's not going to be able to act immediately while you're doing this, but he is going to be able to get up. Like, you're not actively sitting on him, so he's going to extricate himself from the sword and the ground.
You know what? I am reckless. I think I'm going to take that devil's bargain.
All right.
Five again.
Yeah, you tackle this other spirit warden. What was your goal with, like, you just want to take him to the ground?
Yeah, I want to disable him, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, you take him down. I think that you're both kind of wrestling over the lightning hook. Blue coats arrive, 2 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Myra or Blair?
Going for this person with the jar again. I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
I don't know if this should be for increased effect or for another die.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's up to you.
Let's go ahead and take a gamble and do it for increased effect.
Okay.
God damn it! It's a 2 again.
Oh, man.
Why have the dice gods abandoned us?
They've been very nice to us recently.
Yeah, it was time.
Also, we decided to take on the spirit wardens.
Yeah, do you want harm, or do you want the blue coats to get closer?
Take one for the team.
Yeah, I'm going to take harm, but I am going to resist it.
So I think you, like, move in to try and grab the jar, and this person goes into their pocket and comes out with something that's about the size of Blair's lightning hooks, but it's basically a taser, and just jams it into your side.
What is that to start with?
Level 2. Also electrocuted. It's kind of how the spirit wardens operate.
So that was a 5, so I take 1 stress, and yep. It's going to be level 1 electrocuted, right?
Zapped. Because you're not fully electrocuted, but yeah, level 1 harm. So, reduced effect
on... I've
had
this before.
Yes. Yeah, you all get electrocuted a lot, actually. Uh-huh. You get shot a lot, and you get electrocuted a lot.
Not a lot of stabbing, surprisingly.
What the fuck do I do?
Yeah, this person is still holding Tira in a jar. Just zapped Myra real good.
I mean, I'm tempted to whip out a gun, but I have nothing in hunt. And that would be a bad idea.
You could do, at this range, you could do skirmish. You're basically firing at point blank range.
Okay, so let me mark off a pistol.
Also,
yes,
you could shoot the spirit warden, or you could try shooting the jar.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because a bullet, like, unless you're using an electroplasmic bullet, that's not going to hurt the ghost. And I do not think Blair would ever carry electroplasmic bullets.
No.
Because those are designed for ghost hunting. Yeah, so, like, if you just manage to shoot the jar...
Hold up. People shoot ghosts with bullets.
Yeah, that's a thing that the hound has.
I love it.
The hound has electroplasmic
bullets. Beautiful.
It's real good. It's real good. This
is
a good game.
I don't know why I thought those were for, like, Deathlands beasties or something. No. Ghosts.
For shooting ghosts. Yeah, so, Kim, what are you doing?
I mean, I have to believe that busting out Tira would give us the best odds, right?
That is your goal right now. Once Tira is free, you all can run.
True. All right, so I'll shoot the jar.
Okay.
And you said skirmish was okay?
Yeah, skirmish will be fine because you're doing it at pretty close range. It's still going to be risky, reduced effect.
Can I give an assist like I distract?
You absolutely can.
Thank you.
Blair, do you want Devil's Bargain? Push yourself.
I'd be interested in a Devil's Bargain.
Tira is not going to really... trust you as much after this.
No, I denied. Not, no.
All right. Risky, reduced effect.
Ha 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 ha.
What did you roll? How bad?
I rolled 2 3s.
No, not again!
Come on!
So you fire that shot, and it goes wide, and blue coats are at 3 out of 4.
Ah! No! Don't like that.
Yep. All right. Minx, the guy that you had pinned, is standing up and has your sword.
I want to try to yank the lightning hook away from the guy I'm wrestling for it and zap the guy who now has my sword.
All right. I believe that is indeed still a skirmish.
And I think I just gotta roll flat on this one.
All right.
Gotta spare some stress here. Devil's bargains aren't looking good right now. 4.
Yeah, definitely a 4.
Triple 4.
You get the lightning hook away from the guy, and you zap the other spirit warden. I think that the zapping causes him to drop the sword, mm-hmm. but it doesn't take him out of commission.
Right, because they're kind of insulated.
The guy that you were wrestling with gets you in, like, a chokehold and is trying to choke you into unconsciousness. You hope into unconsciousness.
That sucks.
But he's trying to choke you out, so you're in a desperate position.
Oof.
Myra? Listen, the dice have turned in a very real way.
Yes, how the turntables. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna try something with a tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like maybe summon, like, try and summon something, maybe one of the holes. One of the spirits from the holes to help me.
Worth a shot, yeah. Okay.
6.
Okay.
Nice.
Still probably gonna be reduced effect because spirit wardens, but
I think you're only able, like, you can't get them both. You can get one.
Yes.
But
and I
you
think
can
what I do
what you want with it, yeah.
Is that I trip that command and I turn it towards the spirit warden carrying the jar. And I have it charge. Blair, watch out!
Ah!
And then, like, something flares in the ghost field.
And I think that this, even though you didn't catch the second one, it just sort of follows the other's lead.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this warden was not expecting that and gets plowed over, and I think that does cause him to drop the jar. It doesn't shatter.
Blair.
Yep, I grab it.
Okay, you've got the jar. You can hear the bells from the blue coat wagons as they're approaching.
I think it's time to leave.
Yeah, I guess we better run.
I mean, I'm in a chokehold, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're gonna have to roll something to get out of that.
Yeah, did they ever tell you in, like, self-defense classes what to do in this situation?
Yeah, if you go for, like, elbow him in the solar plexus.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
Or... Am I able... Okay, what I was taught is that if people of a certain body type are doing it, you slam your you slam your hand down there, grab and twist as hard as you fucking can.
That would do the trick, yeah. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Do it.
Okay, then. I'm gonna try and do that. This is less die, but I feel like this is a wreck.
It is gonna be desperate. So mark XP for it.
I could push myself to use not to be trifled with to perform a feat of physical force that borders on superhuman.
Yes. Do it.
Doing it. And increasing my die. Got a 6.
Oh my god!
I think what we see is this guy has Minx in a chokehold. You know, you're both still struggling. Minx twists an arm down back behind herself. And then there's just this blood-curdling scream as she does something very terrible to this guy's nether regions.
You are released!
You are released because he's fallen onto his back and is curling into the fetal position.
Yes.
So you're free. The other two, I think you are, one of them got run down. I think the guy, Minx, I think you're losing another cane sword.
Okay.
Because that guy still has Fine. It.
Yep.
And, yeah, but you, the three of you can book it at this point. You can run for safety.
Yeah, book it, yelling for a cabbie or a gondolier or something.
Yeah, I think you can, like, sprint across the bridge. I think you pick the south bridge, and you can see up the river a little ways, the blue coats tearing across the north bridge.
Uh-huh.
And so, but you're able to get across and then run down and have a gondolier carry you away to safety. All right. So you did not actually accomplish your goal, but you did rescue a spirit from destruction. So
Phew.
You accomplished a goal, even if it wasn't what you originally set out to do. So for downtime, you're not going to get any coin. A shocking twist. You're also not going to get any rep because your rep meter is full.
But we're probably gaining heat.
Yeah. Loud and chaotic, high exposure. Actually, I think it might just be four.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might want to spend some time taking that down a bit, because you are at...
I will do that for sure.
Yeah, heat six, one at level three. So, yeah, if you get up to one at level four, you're just going to have the blue coats breathing down your neck.
No thanks. I don't want this.
Okay, so let's do our downtime scenes. Let's start with Myra.
Gonna go to Minx. So I think she, like, catches Minx. Honestly, I feel like it's sometime late at night, like when Minx is coming in or something. She's like, hey, I actually had something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh?
I know you went with me to the Devil's Tooth that one time. Unfortunately, I've not felt safe going there for a little while. I was wondering if you knew anybody who might be able to provide supplies, so that I can...
Oh, I see. Oh, I know well the feeling of seeking a new purveyor.
Exactly that. I don't feel safe doing this outside the home anymore.
Let me think. It's been a long time since I've really partaken to any degree. Let me think. Oh, I think Brill may be able to help you. Brill is good people, although we are two puzzle pieces who don't fit together.
Well,
are you sure you're comfortable with seeking something new? You would be safest here.
That's the plan, to be here. I just need... I mean, obviously I don't have access to what I usually partake in
right
at the moment, because I was letting Mistress Kember define that for me. So I haven't... I'm pretty out of practice with locating it.
Ah, yeah. Well, fortunately, when I partake, we are of slightly similar taste, and Brill can fix that up for you. I'm glad you are able to talk about it. You used to say nothing of what you did with your downtime.
Things have changed.
That they have.
And, you know, if you can't trust your crew, who can you trust?
Truer words have never been spoken. And I think Minx at that point...
Yeah. You, on that heartwarming note, you head off to meet a drug dealer.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest shit to be role-playing, because I have... Absolutely no idea how that actually works.
I have some thoughts on Brill that I came up with just now.
Yeah.
The reason Minx thinks highly of them, but also doesn't want to hang out with them, is because Brill is good people. In fact, they're probably very sympathetic to the Magpie's cause. They're very socially aware, kind of an anarchist, like, very anti-authority. And they are very outspoken and very particular at who they perceive to be, like, sellouts at the or the like. And Minx is very ostentatious and the like. So they're constantly kind of coming down on Minx for, like, not really getting with it and selling out and
so they probably like Myra because she appears austere.
Minx, like, agrees with them, but is also just sort of like,
but I like nice things!
Yes, it's kind of like putting two same sides of a magnet together. There's just tension.
Yeah.
And no one can really like help it.
Okay. Minx, what are you doing with your downtime other than introducing Myra to a new friend?
Like, I think during that scene and pretty much any to follow, it's very clear that Minx is wearing a lot more bandages than usual.
Oh.
And is kind of, like, wearing more clothes that cover that up a bit. Like, I think the simplest thing is that Minx is just very clearly losing herself in packing.
Okay.
Like, to compensate, she's going, like, full-bore Minx. Like, she's really unstable between kind of, like, Minx and Ellie and all the violence. So it's almost, like, unbearable in the nest for a little bit.
Being just the most Minx that she can be.
There's presently way too much luggage to reasonably travel with. The days until the trip are going to have to be spent paring it down.
And Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you at with Tira?
That's a good question. I take her back to our place, and I open her up in my room.
Yeah, you can do that. We've established that spirit jars can safely move through the wards.
Yep.
So
yeah. I open her up.
Are you okay? I'm sorry.
That was... I don't like that!
I know. I'm really sorry.
Where are we?
This is my room. This is where I live.
Oh. Who are you?
Blair.
Right. Blair.
Listen, I am so sorry what happened. This wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was. You were trying to... I don't even remember. I guess it's not important.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Hey, a quick question?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember my name?
Yeah, your name is Tira.
Tira. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, listen, you should really go back to the Reconciled and just stay with them for a while. They'll be able to help you, okay? And they'll be able to let you hang on to everything that you still remember. I really think you should go.
Okay.
And I won't ask you for anything ever again, I promise. I'm not going to do this to you again.
Well, I mean, I don't mind helping.
But you almost got destroyed because of me, and I don't know what I would have done to myself if that happened.
Oh, well, don't. Yeah, it's not your fault. I mean, unless you called the Spirit Wardens, and I'm pretty sure you did, and I think that guy that I was bothering did.
Listen, Tira, just go to the Reconciled and tell them that you're starting to forget more and more things, and they'll be able to help you say who you are. Okay, please do that for me.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Can you tell me how to get there?
Yeah. You know what? I'll walk you there. We'll go together. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, she'll go with you.
While they're walking, Blair is just going to make conversation and just try to help her remember as much as she can.
Buddy.
Yeah, I mean, she was never super together, and the experience of getting jarred up did not help matters. So, yeah. But yeah, you talking to her seems to jog some of her memories. It's a little hard to tell if she's remembering or if she's just like, oh, okay, I'll believe what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you get her to kind of the Reconciled base and,
And listen, just stay here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm serious. Like, I don't know how much more of yourself you're going to lose if something like this ever happened to you again, and I don't want to see that happen to you, okay?
Okay. I'll stay here. Because I don't want you to be sad.
Okay.
And she kind of does, like, the ghost version of booping you on the nose.
You're not mad at me.
It wasn't your fault.
No, Tira, it kind of was. This wouldn't have happened to you if I hadn't asked.
I mean, you don't know that. I think I was bothering a lot of people before. Oh, I remember. I poured a bottle of ink all over that professor you didn't like.
Thanks, Tira.
I poured it all over his head. He was really mad.
I think going out with a bang with, you know, messing with Charter Hall was probably for the best.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna go talk to your friends now.
Okay, they'll be able to help you. Listen to everything that they tell you, okay?
Okay.
Be good, yeah?
She kind of, like, thinks about it for a second, is like, no promises, and then goes inside.
I love you.
Oh. Ow.
So, Blair, I think you make your way back across town to the nest. Parts of which are just, like, it looks like Minx's room exploded. There's just clothes everywhere. Myra, what are you doing in the midst of all this packing?
I think she's, like, it doesn't take much for her to pack, so it's not going to take her long. I think she's mostly continuing to narrow down her location and, you know, do research and planning on about the city and how to get there. She finally is like, so I've got a more precise location within White Hollow, and I think we'd better be getting there sooner rather than later. Between, you know, wanting to get ahead of the circle, but also the Bluecoats have been getting more and more troublesome lately.
What?
The other day when I was researching for that heist that went spectacularly wrong, up in Charter Hall, which I know we shouldn't be going up to Charter Hall, but that's where the records are kept, some Bluecoats came looking for me, specifically, in the Hall of
what?
Records.
They are actively hunting us, then.
Certainly. And I made a pretty narrow escape, so, you know, it would not be a bad idea to get away from them for a little bit. If nothing else, just the... You ever feel kind of suffocated here?
I know exactly what you mean. She has two suitcases. When do we leave?
Well, I can get us tickets probably pretty soon. We'll want to be careful about which one we take and how crowded with people who might recognize us it might be, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we can get out of here soon.
Yes, finally, I have the opportunity to travel in style. You have no idea how long I've been preparing for this day, Myra.
Have you? We've been over this. I've never traveled outside the city, and you've never traveled outside the city, so I would say however many years you have been alive is how long you've been preparing for this.
Precisely.
Has Blair come back?
Yeah. Kind of pouty, but she's there.
Blair, are you excited for the vacation? It's coming up soon.
Huh? What? What are we doing?
The vacation slash heist slash mostly vacation slash kind of heist.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Pumped.
Minx kind of sobers at that also, and... Is everything alright?
Yeah, no, everything's fine, it's just that... You know, I busted Tira out, and I think her time spent in the jar kind of messed with her a little. She seemed to forget a little bit more than she usually does. I set her up with the Reconciled and told her to stay there, so because I didn't know where else to put her, but we're...
Well, no, that was good. That was good.
I mean, she was already kind of, you know, fragmented to begin with. And then she got torn apart a little bit more, and it was because of me. So...
Minx is gonna kneel and hug Blair.
I just...
You don't need to explain further, I understand. And I'm partially responsible as well. If I hadn't treated this so offhandedly... if I had thought it through more, then we wouldn't have taken that risk.
Thanks, no. It was my idea to direct her into this, and now she's more lost than she even was before, so...
I understand the guilt that you're both feeling, and I feel it to some extent as well. If this is going to keep working, though, we're going to have to let other people risk themselves. We have to make sure they understand the risks, and we have to make sure that, you know, they're truly willing to risk things. But I don't...
There wasn't supposed to be much risk at all this time. The only reason I suggested it was to help pay back a friend for the risks they took for us.
So maybe we need to be savvier about assessing risks if we're thinking about spirits as... especially reconciled spirits as full spirits, I mean full people who run the same risks we do, which we are doing, I understand that. A haunting is going to be at risk for a spirit warden visit, and we'll just have to remember that.
They showed up so quickly.
I don't know why I didn't think this through. I'm so stupid.
Blair, no. You're remarkably intelligent and caring and aware. Just because we as a group failed once does not mean you are lesser in some way.
I just hope that whatever damage I did to her tonight can be undone. You know?
But I suppose only time will tell there, so.
Yeah.
I think Minx is gonna somewhat awkwardly turn around towards the luggage again. Fortunately, we are poised for a success that should keep people safe. And I will finally have a chance to wear this jacket.
Thanks for listening. The Magpies will be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at magpies_pod and visit our Patreon at patreon.com/magpiespodcast. The Magpies Podcast is GM'd and produced by Rhee. Follow me on Twitter at Rhiannon42. And check out rpgskillcheck.net for my copy editing and accessibility freelance site. Blair Culhane is played by Kim Kogut. Follow her on Twitter at Kim Deanna Jones. Minx is played by Josie. Follow her on Twitter at DragonGirlJosie. And watch her art streams at picarto.tv/DragonGirlJosie. Myra Keel is played by Minna. Follow her on Twitter at MinaMinar. The opening and closing theme music is from Trio for Piano, Violin, and Viola by Kevin MacLeod, and is used under a Creative Commons license. The Blades in the Dark roleplay system is the creation of John Harper and is published by Evil Hat Productions. And now, we'd like to thank our excellent Patreon backers. Tash Peppy, thank you! Yeah, so you slam the...
And welcome to the jam?
You slam the lightning hook